And now, another light skin moment with your host, Justin.
And welcome back to another light skin moment. This your boy, Jay Trill, Jay Treezy, Jay Dub, Rhyme Over Reason. I'm glad to be here. And of course, I couldn't do it without my people. I'm going to introduce the first lady, Karen. Say what's up to the people.
Yo, 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 pop, pop.
How you been doing? Doing all right?
Good.
That's good. And of course, I got my dog, the champ, the general, Rod. How you been doing, bro?
Ooh, yeah.
That's all you got is a ooh, yeah? What about a ooh wee and...
I could do the light-skinned version.
I mean, well, you are an angry black man. There's no dog barking or...
Well, nah, the light-skinned version is...
Somebody rocking, knocking the boots.
See, that's why y'all... That's why you never got in the pussy.
Mm-hmm.
For that right there.
Got the one that mattered.
All you got is light skin. All you got to do.
Did you know light skin people have more STDs on the average?
They probably do. Yeah, because they think they're pretty.
It's a stat.
We think for men, we think we're handsome. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm here because some white woman was lusting after a dark skin dude.
Oh,
probably. And talks about she loves her husband, but she wanted to cheat.
Ain't that the way? Always.
I wish we could guess the race, but I don't have a picture of her right now.
Right.
But I assume she's a white woman and wanted to date one of you angry black dudes.
Well, just just so passion angry. And love of forbidden lust.
Where does all this hate come from anyway? You being a dark-skinned man, tell me, where does all the hate come from?
First of all, I don't hate anybody.
Nobody cares what you think. Let's get back. Let's get back to
the story. Why don't we get back to the story then?
Right. Get back to the story.
Yeah.
All right, so here she goes. She says she's one of the lucky ones. She's married to her soulmate. Mm-hmm. The first time she saw...
But she won't cheat on him.
Right.
She married to her soulmate and she can't wait to cheat.
Let me tell you what she's talking about, though.
All right, go ahead and tell me about it.
The first time she saw Ingie, this is probably a made-up name. It sounds African.
How you spell it?
N-I-G-E.
Maybe it's short for Nigel? Nige? Nig? Maybe she mean Nig. Let's call him Nig.
She's first time she saw her nigga.
Yeah, first time I've seen this nigga.
All right, her heart caught in her throat and her stomach dropped faster than she can say love at first sight.
She might want to get that checked out.
Yeah, she might.
Your heart palpitating and stomach dropping.
Yeah, let me get to it. Let me get to the store.
I'm gonna let you get to it when I feel like it, man.
Hold on, man.
I mean, shit.
Ooh, shade.
I'll get to it.
Yeah, you just do what we tell you to.
It was love at first sight,
mm-hmm.
And she was captivated. She was knocked sideways by the depth of her attraction to him. She says they met. It was like a life-changing workshop. He was an assistant, and she was participating.
Assistant of some of this dick. help you participate in sucking it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
You do know what I'm talking about.
I think it does, too.
Yeah. Actually, sir, don't.
Sometimes you just got to take the pussy. You know what I mean? Maybe that's what he was doing.
I think that's called rape, sir.
Can't rape the willing. No, what's wrong with rape? We against rape now? The times just to be on our show advocating for rape, but now he got his own show, and he don't like being interrupted and people talking about rape.
I'm just saying, man, rape isn't for every situation.
I thought rape was for all situations.
Right. You don't seem to know those situations whenever we do the show.
They're always appropriate then. It's with people that seem rapey.
Mm-hmm.
This woman is just trying to, she talking about her soulmate, how she was in love. Of all people, you two should understand that.
Yeah.
I don't understand that love thing.
Right. Maybe they need some soul rape.
Man, let me get back to the article. Y'all calm down. Let me get back to the article.
I'm being calm. I'm just trying to help.
Why y'all yelling then?
I'm just trying to help your whack ass show.
Why y'all yelling?
Just trying to help your little whack ass show, man.
Let me get to the article.
Trying to help you get some good reviews, man. Somebody other than Leslie Mack got listening to shit this week.
I'm about to mute your mic, dog.
Okay, go ahead and try.
And Leslie, hey boo. Mm-hmm. Hey boo.
She married and she might be in love first try at sight. So how are you any better than me?
Cause I'm not raping them.
Do we know that? Do we know that?
I have all my sexual conquest signed consent forms.
Okay, Bill. Okay, Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm.
How do we know this?
And on video.
How mm-hmm. we know you ain't get Turk some pills or something?
I'm not leaking. I'm not leaking the nudes, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not leaking, but I have my ways. All right, back to this.
Just get back to the article, man, so we can get out.
So
of
anyway, she out. She likes to walk her dog, exercise and shit. Right. And she met this other
person.
She
kissed the dog in the mouth, guess the race.
That she named.
I bet she did. White.
She named the person K. And they just randomly had a conversation. Just random while she was out walking her dog, having conversations. Next thing you know, she starts stalking this person. Waiting on times when she knows he walks his dog so she can be outside walking her dog at the same time.
Whoa.
She says one time that they even had a four-hour conversation. What? So, you know, it's dark by this time. Her husband at home worried, thinking something happened. She out having conversations with a stranger.
Oh.
Oh, hell no.
Did she stalk her husband to get him like this?
I mean, where's her man during all this?
Love at first sight.
Does he even know about
this? God damn it, y'all. I was just trying to get to the article. Y'all motherfuckers don't have no home training. You got them dark-skinned motherfuckers. Y'all rude as fuck. That's why society hates you. They hate you. They want all things in life that's bad to happen to you and nobody but you, you dark-skinned motherfuckers. I'm done. Just fuck it. Inspiration of the week is don't have no dark-skinned friends because them motherfuckers will do nothing but bring you down. Goodbye.